This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The Colorado legislature ended its session Monday. CPR's Banta Berkland reports this term will likely be remembered for a number of laws about guns.
Democrats passed a significant package of stricter gun laws, including a 3-day waiting period to buy a firearm, the minimum age to purchase to 21, expanding extreme risk protection orders, making it easier to sue gun manufacturers, and banning ghost guns. That is a lot more bills than they've ever done in a single session before.
CPR's Banta Berkland. Colorado won't be changing the rules for residential growth and development, at least not this year. Here's CPR's Andrew Kenny.
What began with Governor Jared Polis's sweeping proposal to allow condos and duplexes across dozens of cities ended with nothing. The legislature failed to pass Polis's land use bill in any form. It faced intense opposition from local governments and in suburban districts especially. The Senate and House passed two very different versions, but the Senate ultimately decided to let the bill die rather than try to come up with a compromise that could pass. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
Life expectancy in Colorado has a big gap in health equity. CPR's John Daly explains how tobacco use is one reason.
White Coloradans can expect at birth to live 79 years, several years longer than both Hispanic and Black Coloradans. That's driven by various health disparities, including tobacco use. Denver resident Lawrence Miles is trying to quit smoking Newport cigarettes, a brand aggressively marketed to Black Coloradans.
I'm a pretty strong person, but with cigarettes, it's like I have no willpower.
Cigarette smoking is the leading cause of preventable disease, disability, and death in the U.S., but those who quit can see their health rebound substantially. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
There's more of that story in about 15 minutes. Fire danger is high along the Front Range today. Colorado Springs has a red flag warning through this afternoon and highs near 80. This is CPR News.